So today's topic is having geschmack in learning. Geschmack is a Yiddish word for pleasure, enjoyment. Having enjoyment in our learning. So I'd like to begin the first source on this little handout that I prepared for you guys. Maybe we'll be able to get to most of the sources. I don't know if we'll get to all of them. And there's more to put on the sheet, which I didn't put on. The first source, though, is something that we recite every single day, which I'm sure all of you are familiar with. Birchas HaTorah. Right? The Gemara says in Brachas, Daf Yud Aleph, that you're supposed to recite Birchas HaTorah every day in the morning. And the Gemara asks Machlokas, how many Brachas are there? Are there two Brachas? Or are there three Brachas? That's a question in the Gemara. How many Brachas are there? Right? Very famous Gemara. What are the two brachas that possible, or three? What are the three possible brachas on your sheet? What's the first one? Sahan? What's the first bracha? That Hashem commanded us to study words of Torah. Now, if I had to ask you, how would you classify that bracha? We know the different categories of brachos. What are the different categories of brachas, Alec? Do you know the different categories? There's a bracha on mitzvah, right? A bracha on the fulfillment of a mitzvah. Then there's a bracha. Birchas Hanah. Okay. When that's called Birchas Hananin. Can you give me an example of what is a Birchas Hananin?
Shakel.
Very good. You make a bracha on food. That's called a Birchas Hananin. It's a bracha on partaking, deriving pleasure. Birchas HaMitzvah. Bracha on the performance of a mitzvah. And then we have a third category of a bracha called Birchas HaShevach. Excellent. A bracha, which is an expression of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Question is, this first bracha, how do you classify it?
Mitzvah.
Birchas HaMitzvah, excellent. The last bracha, what's the final bracha? What's the final bracha?
Shevach.
Birchas HaShevach, we praise Hashem. Asher bochar bonu mikol ha'amim, who chose us from all the nations and gave us the Torah. What is the middle bracha, which we're going to take the opinion right now that there's three brachos, even though it's machlokes in the Gemara, if it's two or three. But the middle bracha, let's assume right now it's three. It's a very strange bracha. V'harev no Hashem aleikeinu es divrei seirasa befinu. Is this a bracha or is this a tefillah? How do you translate it? V'harev no. Make sweet in our lips, in our mouth, the words of Torah and the words in our descendants' mouth and the entire Jewish people, so that all of us should know the Torah and study the Shema. What kind of bracha is that? Is that a regular Birchas HaMitzvah?
Shabbat.
It's a Birchas HaShevach? What are you talking? Where's the praise?
Then.
Where's the praise? Oh.
Make
sweet in our lips the words of Torah. Sar was mechavin, if I'm not mistaken, to the stipler. The stipler, I think, says in his Chidushim on Brachas that Baharivna would be classified as a Birchas Hanen and a bracha on the pleasure of learning. But this is really strange. You have to have pleasure when you learn in order to fulfill the mitzvah? Why would you make a bracha Baharivna on the pleasure of learning? Is that a requirement to fulfill the mitzvah? I have to learn, I have to enjoy it? What do you say? Do you have to enjoy it in order to fill the mitzvah? Well, you fill the mitzvah, you open the sefer, because your parents sent you to yeshiva, you're here in Israel, you're ready, checked out everything there is to do in town, you're out of money, so, okay, you open up the sefer and you're learning. You're not enjoying it, you don't get the mitzvah. Oh my gosh, I thought at least I was doing the mitzvah. What's the pshat? What's going on over here? So we have two questions. First question is, why would it be necessary to make a Birchas Hananin, a bracha of partaking in pleasure, when it comes to learning Torah? It's a regular bracha of doing a mitzvah. And is it, in fact, required to get pleasure from learning to do the mitzvah? Is pleasure from learning part of the mitzvah? I want to ask a different question here, which I asked in the first run of the shiur, round one. Why do we say Baharevna? Why do you daven that Hashem make the words of Torah sweet in our lips? Before I put on tefillin, I say, Asheki Nishon Mitzvah Mitzivanu. Do I say, and Hashem, let me enjoy putting on tefillin, let it be sweet for me, for my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, forever? We don't do that. Why not? How come, specifically here, when it comes to learning Torah, we daven, Hashem, make the words of Torah sweet. It's part of the bracha, even. It's part of Birkas HaTorah. What's pshat? What do you say?
But it's saying
Behara. Behara means and make sweet.
Yeah, make
let it be sweet. Or make it sweet.
Mean,
make it sweet for us.
You're asking Hashem to make it sweet for you. It doesn't mean you have to necessarily enjoy it. It's saying make it that I'll enjoy it.
Why? If there was no point to it, if I fulfill the mitzvah fully without enjoying, so why should I daven? Hashem, let me enjoy this. And when do you ever do that? When you do a mitzvah? This is a bracha on the mitzvah. Pashup shat is a bracha on the mitzvah. Let's say, according to the opinion that says that actually it's all one long bracha, so then Vaharivna is part of the first bracha. It's part of the Birkas HaMitzvah. Why are we saying, Hashem, make it sweet? So I want to offer a few pshatim to answer this question. First of all, there is a Shamsh Pinkus in his sefer called Kinyane Torah, or HaTorah V'Kinyonel, Torah and the Ways to Acquire It, he brings an interesting medrash in the Tana Debei Rabbeinu Eliyo on the bottom of your page, right-hand corner. The medrash says there the following. It says, Moshe Lamar Dov HaDoyma, we could give an analogy. L'melech Basav Adam Shehoyu Avodav U'bnei Beisai Mesuvin L'fonav Al HaShulchan. You have a king who invited his family and his servants to his royal meal, v'tzavar tziburin lefneihem she'en lam soif. And he's got trays of meat piled all the way up to the sky. You can't see how high they're piled. 20 different kinds of meat. 10 different types of chicken. It's unbelievable. It's a feast. Says the Medrash, kach talmidei chachamim ba'olam hazeh b'divrei Torah. So too, talmidei chachamim in this world, when it comes to studying Torah, Kaimon Shikaru es Amikra v'shanu es Amishnah. When they learn Chumash and they learn Mishnayis. V'divrei Torah matok aleihem. And the words of Torah are sweet to them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu merachem aleihem v'noisen bohem chochma bina v'deya v'haskel. God has mercy on them and gives them the wisdom and understanding to do good deeds. The Talmud Torah to learn Torah of a Hakalim Sukkun Lefneim, everything will be prepared and accessible to them. So says Rav Shamshon Pinkus, if you turn the page for a minute, Rav Shamshon Pinkus says, you see here in this medrash that what is the way for a person to merit, to learn Torah and absorb the knowledge of Torah? The key to gaining the knowledge of Torah and being able to learn Torah is having enjoyment in learning. Is having that appreciation of the sweetness of Torah. When you have the appreciation of the sweetness of Torah, then, says Rav Shamshon Pinkus, that is considered, then you're like sitting at the king's meal, and he's ready to let you take anything. You can choose any of the different steaks that are on the table. He'll let you eat from it. But you have to show that you enjoy it. Says Rav Shamshon Pinkus, what's the pshat in that? So he brings a very famous Gemara in Brachis. Gemara in Brachis. Daf Nun Hei Yom and Aleph says the following. Omar Rabbi Yochanan said, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noisein Chachma. God does not bestow wisdom, does not grant wisdom, give wisdom. Ela Lami Sheyesh Bo Chachma. Only to an individual that already possesses wisdom. Sheneemar, says in the Pasuk, in Daniel, famous Pasuk, Yahi is Chachma Ibn. God gives wisdom to those that are wise. So, Shamshon Pinkus and Chaim Shmulevitz and others ask, this Gemara doesn't seem to make so much sense at face value. The Gemara says, and it's really a Pasuk in Daniel, Hashem gives wisdom to whom? To those that are wise. So, how do you get that initial wisdom? How do you get it? You get wisdom from Hashem. It says, Mipiv Chachma Vadas. Shem gives wisdom. How do you get that? But he only gives wisdom, the Gemara says, to those that already possess wisdom. So how do they get that initial wisdom? What is that initial wisdom? Furthermore, asks Reb Shamshon Pinkus, he brings a Medrash Tanchuma in the next paragraph. But the Medrash Tanchuma says that it was this non-Jewish matron who heard this pasuk in Daniel, and she said, what does it mean Hashem gives wisdom to those that are wise? He should give wisdom to those that are foolish. They're the ones that need it the most. They should even get wisdom so that they'll be smart. What does it mean Hashem gives wisdom to those that are wise? Said Rabbi Yosef bar Chalafka back to her. He said, if you had $1 million to lend someone, and two people came up to you. One was very rich, Donald Trump, and the other one is dirt poor. He doesn't have a cent to his name. He's a beggar off the street in Mei Sharim. Who would you lend $1 million that you have in your pocket to?
The rich guy.
Obviously, the rich guy. Because he's going to have to pay me back. I have confidence. He's going to invest the money, whatever, use it well, he'll pay me back. The poor guy, he might squander it. He says he has a great idea how he wants to invest it and pay me back, but who knows? He's poor, it's a big risk. Said Rabbi Yosef bar Chalafka. He says the same thing is true. If Hashem would give wisdom to those that are stupid, to those that are foolish, then what would they do with the wisdom? They would sit in places where they're not supposed to study, and they wouldn't study. They would just let it rot. They wouldn't utilize it. It would be idle. Shem gave wisdom to those who know how to use it, who will utilize it properly, and I can count on this being used properly. Says Shamshon Pinkus, we see from here the following idea. Hashem gives wisdom to those that appreciate the value of the wisdom. If you show that you appreciate the value of Torah, Hashem will give you the wisdom of Torah. And therefore, he says, when we dive into Hashem, let us enjoy Torah. Let us have a geschmack in learning. Let it be sweet. It's because if we have the sweetness of learning, if we have a geschmack in learning, then we will appreciate learning that much more so. We'll have a greater appreciation of learning, a greater chashivas of Torah, and then Hashem will grant us the wisdom of Torah. So when the Gemara says, Yoif Chachma L'chkimin, Hashem gives wisdom to those that are wise, it means Hashem gives wisdom to those that possess the appreciation of the value of wisdom. They enjoy it. They have a geschmack in it. It's geschmack for them. They have an appreciation of it. Then you get the wisdom. So says the Shamshon Pinkus, and this is the first shot I'd like to suggest, why it is so critical that we daven, Hashem, let us enjoy Torah. It's part of Birchas HaTorah, because that's how we'll get the knowledge of Torah. If we have enjoyment of Torah, if we enjoy it, then we'll appreciate it more, and the greater our appreciation will be, the more Hashem will grant us the knowledge of Torah. That's the first shot which I'd like to suggest. Going back to the sheet on side one, I didn't do this in round one. We have a pasuk, a famous pasuk in Tehillim. Pasuk in Tehillim says, "Bikuli Hashem Yisharim Misam Chelev Mitzvah Hashem Bara Mirai Sinayim." Bikuli Hashem means that I'm on sheet one, first side. It says, "Bikuli Hashem Yisharim." The statutes of God are straight. Misam Chelev. They give joy to the heart. Hashem's commandments lighten up one's eyes. So the Torah here, the Tehillim, David HaMelech is saying that the very quality of Torah is, it's misameach es halev, gives geschmack. It's enjoyable. That's an inherent quality of Torah. Kuy Hashem yisharim misam chelev. And the Radak explains that why does it say Kuy Hashem yisharim misam chelev and not misameach Adam? He says because Adam would mean what people enjoy. What do people enjoy? Physical pleasures. But the pleasure of learning Torah is a pleasure of the seichel. It's a pleasure of the soul. It's a pleasure that's in your heart. So the pasuk says, "Pikudi Hashem Yisharim Misam Chelev." It's mesameach our heart. It's mesameach our soul. And it's the greatest possible pleasure that can exist. The pleasure of the soul. The pleasure of the heart. The pleasure of the seichel. We have the Medrash in Shir HaShirim there on the first side of the sheet. The Medrash points out that Torah is compared to wine. Torah is also compared to water. So if Torah is compared to water, you can't exist without it. Torah is compared to wine, that just like wine has that quality of making people happy. It's come around here on Purim. You'll see. Wine makes you happy. Right? It says, Yayin yisamach levav enosh, kach divrei Torah misamchin halei. Divrei Torah give joy to the heart. Gives joy to the soul. And there's a pasuk in Tehillim, also there in Tehillim Yutess, it says, we say every day Shabbos morning, every Shabbos morning, Hanechmadim, Mizav, Mipazrav, the words of Torah are more precious, more beloved than gold and lots of riches. Umesukim Midvash, they are sweeter than honey, V'noifes Sufim, than honeycombs. Torah is the sweetest thing on earth. Sweeter than the sweetest thing, than honey. So the very famous pshat that I brought down here from the Shla Kaddish. The Shla says, what does it mean Torah is sweeter than honey? He says the pshat is the following. If you would go and try to eat a jar of honey, would you be able to?
No.
No. At a certain point, you would, like, it would be so rich that you'd be disgusted. You couldn't be able to put another spoon into your mouth. It's too sweet. It's like, you know, you have a very nice mousse. You can't eat, you know, maybe more than one serving, two servings. How many servings could you eat of it? At a certain point, you're going to go into, like, you're repulsed just from the sugar. I don't know the exact term for it, but it's too much. Too much. It's too sweet. Says the Shla. David HaMelech in Tehillim is telling us, Torah is sweeter than honey. What does it mean Torah is sweeter than honey? It means that imagine eating a whole jar of honey, you get sick of it. By Torah, it's the opposite. The more Torah you learn, the more you enjoy it, the more you want more. You want more, 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 more. You can't stop if you have real geschmack in learning, if you have a geschmack. It's the sweetest thing in the world, and it's more than honey because it keeps on going. Why? Because Torah is not sweetness, physical sweetness. Torah is sweetness of the soul. Sweetness of the seichel. It's something spiritual. It's a spiritual sweetness. So that's the first yisoid. The first yisoid of why we have to have geschmack in learning. Because if we have geschmack in learning, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the knowledge of Torah. Because we'll have appreciation of Torah. The second yisoid, we can say, to answer this question, is based on the very famous Hakdama of the Egle Tal, the Avnei Nezer. Turn the sheet there, Ben. On page 2. Top of page 2. There's a very famous sefer called the Egle Tal. The Egle Tal was written by Avraham Bornstein Zatzal, the Sochet Shavu Rebbe, the first Sochet Shavu Rebbe, who died in 1911, I believe. One of the great Gedolei HaDor of his day and age in Poland. And even though the Sochet Shavu Rebbe was the Chassidus Rebbe, he was the son-in-law of the Kotzker, but he was more famous for being a gadol in learning, in halacha. He wrote the famous Shuvah Avodah Zarah, and wrote this sefer, and Hilchos Shabbos, called the Egle Tal. So the Egle Tal is a very famous introduction, where he writes the following. We're going to translate. I'm not going to read the Hebrew, but I'm just going to translate what he writes. He says, and while I'm talking, I'd like to mention what I heard a few people who make a mistake regarding studying Torah. And they say that a person who learns Torah and comes up with new insights and rejoices and has joy and pleasure from what he learns, that is not considered learning Torah Lishma. That's not pure learning. Because if a person learns Lishma, it means he has to learn purely for the mitzvah of learning Torah. Because God said to learn and not get any personal satisfaction or enjoyment out of it. But a person that learns and enjoys what he's learning, so then he mixed into his learning his personal enjoyment. He's doing it for himself. And that, says the Avnei Nezer, some people say that that's inappropriate. That's not called learning the Shema. Says the Avnei Nezer, Ube'emes in the fourth line, Ze Tos Meforsa. This is a famous, well-known mistake. Nothing could be further from the truth. Adarabah, on the contrary, he says, Ki zeh hi ikar mitzvahs limud haTorah. The primary aspect of the mitzvah of learning Torah is what? Not just to learn, but lidio sos v'sameach u'misanek v'limudoi. It's that a person should rejoice and be happy and derive pleasure from his learning. V'oz divrei Torah livloim v'domoi. And then the Torah will be absorbed into his blood, into his very being, into his fiber. And he becomes attached to Torah, says the Avnei Nezer. So the Avnei Nezer tells us in Yisoy that when it comes to living out Torah, having geschmack in learning, enjoying our learning, that is an integral part of the mitzvah. It's not just, you know, it'd be nice if I enjoyed learning, the icing on the cake. No, it's a part and parcel of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to learn and get pleasure from learning. That's part of the mitzvah. You have to enjoy it. If you don't enjoy it, you're not getting pleasure out of it, you're not doing the mitzvah properly. The mitzvah is to learn and derive pleasure from your learning. And even if the pleasure is, I came up with a good kasha today. I stumped my Rebbe. That doesn't matter. It's not called lo lishma. That's lishma. Part of learning Torah is to get pleasure out of it. Satisfaction. It's part of the mitzvah of learning Torah. Says the Avnei Nezer. Based on this, he has a whole shtickle Torah to answer a famous kasha on the Rambam. The Gemara tells us in Sochin, La'olam yasek adam b'tayra mitzvah shaloi lishma. Shemitayra shaloi lishma ba lishma. A person should do mitzvahs and study Torah even for an ulterior motive, because it will eventually lead to him doing it pure for Hashem's sake, because it's a commandment. That's the statement of the Gemara itself. Now the Rambam, when he quotes that statement, he altered it a little bit. He omitted mitzvahs. The Rambam says, a person should learn Torah even shaloi lishma, because that will eventually lead to lishma. How come the Rambam left it out when it comes to mitzvahs? Famous question on the Rambam. So the Avnei Nezer has a whole shtickle Torah where he says the following. There's another famous discussion in the Gemara. Do mitzvahs require intent in order to fill the mitzvah? Mitzvahs tzrichos kavana, or mitzvahs ain't tzrichos kavana. They don't require intent. And there's a discussion, different sugis and shas, discussion in the Rishonim and Halacha, Ali Paskin. There's a famous contradiction in the Rambam. The Rambam paskins when it comes to the cheshoifar, seemingly, mitzvos need kavana. Because the Rambam says you only fulfill the mitzvah of tkiya shofar if both the baal tokeya and the listener have in mind that they want to do the mitzvah. The baal tokeya has to have in mind, I'm blowing shofar so that anyone who wants to be yotzei the mitzvah will be yotzei. And the listener has to have in mind, I want to be yotzei from the baal tokeya. So they have to have in mind that we're listening to the shofar now to do a mitzvah. That's the Rambam paskins. Seemingly, mitzvah tzrichos kavana. But there's a very famous question that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, a story, let's say goyim come up to you, and they force you to eat matzah. They hold a gun to your head, and they say, eat this piece of matzah on the 15th of Pesach, 15th of Nisan, Pesach night, or we'll kill you. And you eat it. Were you eating it in order to do a mitzvah?
No.
No? You're eating it to save your life. You don't have in mind, I want to do a mitzvah right now. So the Rambam paskins, you yotzei the mitzvah, you fulfill the mitzvah. So it's a contradiction in the Rambam. Does he hold mitzvahs need kavana, or does he hold they don't need kavana? If he holds they need kavana, so then in this case, where you were forced at gunpoint to eat matzah, you should not be yotzei because you didn't have kavana to do the mitzvah. So there's a very famous answer of the Ram in Rosh Hashanah that the Kesef Mishnah brings down. That the Ram says the following: the Gemara says that when it comes to certain things, certain averos, even if you don't have kavana to do the avera, you were unaware that you were doing the avera. You were having relations with a woman. You were unaware of what you were doing at all. You had no idea. Or you were eating, Gemara says, chelev. You were eating forbidden fat. And you were unaware of what you're doing. You're like in a doze, in a daze. You have no idea what's happening. Says the Gemara, you're chayiv. Even though you don't have kavana. Why are you chayiv? Shekein nene. Because you're getting pleasure. The act itself gives you pleasure, and the fact that you're getting pleasure, that is considered the equivalent of intent. It's considered the same as having intent. It's having kavana. So says the Ran, in the case where a person is eating matzah without kavana to do the mitzvah, he fulfills the mitzvah. Why? Because he's getting the pleasure of eating, and the pleasure constitutes the equivalent of kavana. We don't have time right now to explain why, but that's what the Ran says. Hold on. So says the Avnei Nezer, The Rambam holds that that's the difference between mitzvot and learning Torah. When it comes to, generally the Rambam holds, mitzvot need kavana. To do a mitzvah, you have to have intent to do the mitzvah. So when you're doing a mitzvah shloi lishma, I'm doing the mitzvah because I want to become famous. I'm not doing it to do a mitzvah. It's a lack of kavana when I do something shloi lishma. I shouldn't be yotzei. Rambam says, Enechanami, you wouldn't be yotzei. If you do it shloi lishma, you're not going to be yotzei. So we can't say, do a mitzvah shloi lishma because it's going to lead to lishma. Because when you're doing it shloi lishma, you're not doing the mitzvah the right way. You're not being yotzei the mitzvah. The mitzvah requires kavana, it needs proper intent. But, says the Avnei Nezer, the Rambam holds, that's true about mitzvahs in general. But not when it comes to learning Torah. Why? Because since an integral part of the mitzvah of learning Torah is getting pleasure from learning, getting the hanoah from learning, and hanoah is considered the equivalent of kavana. So even if it was shaloi lishma, it doesn't matter. It's that hanoah. I have geshmak in what I'm learning. So it's considered like I had kavana. That's why the Rambam says, when it comes to Torah, you should learn Torah shaloi lishma, because in Torah shaloi lishma, bo lishma. And this idea of the Avnei Nezer is actually Taz in Shulchan Aruch, which I wrote there on your sheet. Shulchan Aruch says the following halacha in the end of Hilchas in Reish Chof Aleph, Hilchas Nedar. Shulchan Aruch says, if a person makes a neder where he prohibits his friend from getting benefit from his stuff. Okay, I made a neder that Alec, you're not allowed to get any benefit from me. This is my cup. Can you drink from this cup? No, you can't drink from the cup. What about, can you blow my shofar? Can you take my shofar and blow with it to do the mitzvah? Says the Shulchan Aruch, yes.
Because you're not yotzei the mitzvah for blowing
it. No, he wants to be yotzei the mitzvah. He's getting pleasure. He's using my shofar. I prohibited him through a vow from deriving pleasure from me. Says the Shulchan Aruch, he can do it. Why? Says the Shach, because we hold mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu, which means a mitzvah is not considered an act of deriving pleasure. I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm not doing an action of deriving pleasure. I made a vow, Alec can't get any pleasure from me. Any hanoah from me. He's doing a mitzvah using my shofar. That's not called any got pleasure, because he's doing a mitzvah. Mitzvahs are not an act of pleasure. However, it says the Shulchan Aruch, that if I made an eder, Alec cannot get any hanoah from me, and now he wants to borrow my Gemara and learn from it, or a different sefer, says the Shulchan Aruch, he's not allowed to use it. So the obvious question, which all the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch, the Shach, the Taz, everyone asks, is what's the difference? If we say, Mitzvah Slav Lehenos Nitnu, and therefore he's allowed to use my shofar, even though I made a vow that he can't get pleasure from me, because it's not cool that he's getting pleasure, he's doing a mitzvah, so why can't he learn from my sefer? It should be the same thing. Mitzvah slav lehenos nitnu. Says the Taz, no! Mitzvah slav lehenos nitnu. Yes. Generally, mitzvahs are not considered an act of pleasure. But Talmud Torah is fundamentally different from all other mitzvahs. Talmud Torah, hanoah from learning, is a part and parcel of the mitzvah. You can't say he's not getting pleasure. Learning Torah, by definition, part of the mitzvah is getting pleasure. And he's not allowed to get pleasure from me. Therefore, he can't use my sefer. That's what the Taz says. So you see, says the Taz, that learning Torah, part of the mitzvah is getting pleasure from learning. What's the proof, says the Taz? An Avel is not allowed to learn Torah. Why can't an Avel learn Torah? Because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah requires, it involves an automatic pleasure. Kudi Hashem Yisharim Samche Leiv. Learning Torah gives you pleasure. So this is l'chaira, a second approach we could answer of why the bracha of Maharivna is part of Birchas HaTorah. First approach we said is, because in order for us to be able to receive the Torah, we have to appreciate Torah. And how do we appreciate Torah? The more we enjoy it. The more we enjoy it, that will increase our appreciation. The second approach we're saying is, because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, an integral aspect of the mitzvah, is enjoyment of the learning. And that can answer why, according to the Stipler, the Harifna is in fact a Birchas HaNenit. It's a bracha on getting pleasure from learning. Why do you have to make a bracha on getting pleasure? I don't make a bracha on getting pleasure on putting on tefillin, because putting on tefillin, the pleasure is not part of the mitzvah. Learning Torah, pleasure is part of the mitzvah. That's the second approach. The third approach, hold on to your questions. don't have so much time. There's a lot to say. Third approach is based on Rav Huttner, Pachad Yitzchak, and comment of the Chazon Ish in his letters. Okay, we'll read it in the Chazon Ish, which is on the last page. It's a little easier to understand. But it's more in depth, the same idea by Rav Huttner. Chazon Ish writes in his letters, in his first letter, he says, Hazivug shel hachochma ma'odom, the merging of wisdom with man, e'efsher, it's not possible, b'li k'miha v'te'odom, it's impossible for us to absorb Torah and make it part of our knowledge without a desire, without an appetite for learning. Dibrei Torah chavivin, when we have a fondness for Torah, that opens up our mind and heart to absorb Torah knowledge. And this is what it says in the Gemara, famous statement by Rabbi Yochanan, Im yitein yish es kol hoyim beisoy, if a person would give all of his wealth, ba ahava she'ohav Rabbi Yochanan satayro, and try to give all his wealth and measure that to the love that Rabbi Yochanan loved Torah, bois yavois uloi, it would be nothing. They would make fun of him. That's what you think shows you appreciate Torah in comparison to Rabbi Yochanan? Says Rav Huttner in Pachad Yitzchak. He says the following. He says, in order for us, we have different senses. We have the sense of sight. We have the sense of touch. We have the sense of hearing. In order for our senses to perceive something, there has to be some medium by which there's a contact. There has to be contact. So, for example, in the sense of touch, I can only know that there, I can touch the table if I have contact with the table. Then I touch it. I feel it. I'm feeling the table. For me to see you, there has to be eye contact. That my vision is making contact with you. And now the image is bouncing back into my brain, getting, you know, read by my brain, back to my eye, and now I see you. There's through contact. Says Rav Huttner, for wisdom to be absorbed into the seichel, into the intellect, the way it gets absorbed, what is the way there's contact? The contact, the medium which provides the contact, is our enjoyment. To the degree that we enjoy it, that makes it easier for our minds to connect to it and absorb it. That's how we absorb knowledge. We absorb Torah knowledge. Through hanah, through pleasure. Therefore, says Rav Huttner, the bracha of aharana, we should enjoy Torah, is an integral part, because that is a key element to being able to obtain the knowledge of Torah. So, we have here the following, that's how you obtain the knowledge of Torah, through having hanah. How do you get hanah in learning Torah? How do you get pleasure from learning Torah? So, Rav Shamshon Pinkus offers three suggestions, three practical pieces of advice. How do you develop gishmak in learning? We see that it's important to have gishmak in learning. When you have gishmak in learning, that will make the chibur, that will connect you to Torah. When you have gishmak in learning, so now you'll have appreciation to Torah, Hashem will give you more wisdom. When you have gishmak in learning, you're doing the mitzvah in the fullest fashion, like the Avnei Nezer said. But how do you get gishmak? How? How do you do it? How do you get gishmak? Says Shamshon Pinkus. Three or four pieces of advice. Advice number one, it's not on the sheet, I should have put it on. Advice number one, says Shamshon Pinkus, is to learn bi'iyun. When you learn in depth, when you dig deeper into Torah, dig deeper, understand it better, then you reach, you hit gold, you hit the sweetness of Torah. And he gives the following analogy. He says, imagine someone gave you like a sour candy to suck on, or a fireball. So when you put it first into your mouth, it's sour, it's bitter, it's burning hot, the fireball. I just want to spit it out. It's making my own house hot. It's so not enjoyable. But when you continue to suck on it, and you peel away the outer shell, you get to the inside where it's sweet, where it has that sugar filling or the sweet part of the candy. says the same thing from Shash and Pinkus. When a person learns Torah, in the beginning it's difficult. It's difficult. Medrash says, learning Torah, it could be bitter. It could be difficult and bitter. But the key to getting enjoyment in learning is to stick at it and dig deeper and deeper and deeper to try to understand the depth of what you're learning. When you do that, you hit mamish gold. It's enjoyable. It's geschmack. That's advice number one. Advice number two, says Shmuel Shapinkis, is when a person learns beritzifus. He learns without interruption. That enables him to get a geschmack in what he's learning, to have enjoyment in learning. And I challenge you to try it out. Take an hour of your Seder to learn solid, 60 minutes of an hour, solid, without any interruptions, without talking to your chavrusa about last night's dinner, tonight's dinner, what I did in camp, wish I go to college, how the Yankees do, Donald Trump, or anything else that we talk about, without looking at your phone every couple of minutes. Put your phone away. Don't talk about anything. Just learning the Gemara. Girsa. You learn the Gemara. You're focused on the Gemara. You learn Shtark. Basmada. Without interruption. Tell me later, at the end of that hour, how it felt. I guarantee you, you will experience a great sense of enjoyment and satisfaction. I guarantee you. And if you didn't get it after 1 hour, you'll get it after two. Or after three. But you'll get it. If you learn beritzifus, if you learn with asmada, with continuity, without taking a break, you'll get tremendous satisfaction and enjoyment in learning. The third piece of advice, says Rav Shamshon Pinkus, is when a person learns something in a complete manner. He learns a davar shalom. He masters it. He learns something in a complete way. You learn a whole perek. You learn a whole mesechta. And you chazer it, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again, till you know it backwards and forwards. I wake you up 2 o'clock in the morning, and you can tell me what the Gemara says. Or what does the Rambam say? When you master something, then you have great satisfaction, great enjoyment from it. These are, says Rav Shamshon Pinkus, some of the ways that a person can reach geschmack in learning. So we should all daven. We should have geschmack in learning. And to conclude, we conclude with famous words of the Arachayim HaKadosh. Arachayim HaKadosh writes, last sheet, photocopied it, Pashas Kisavoy. The Arachayim says, the Pasuk says, Usmach b'chol atoyit. You should rejoice in all the good that Hashem blessed you. What is all the good? Torah! Torah is what's good, Gemara says. Ain't Torah the Torah. Says the Arachayim, in the second paragraph there in the middle of the bottom of the sheet, he writes, Ain't Torah the Torah, Gemara says in Rochashim, Hayu b'nei Adam Mardishim. If people would realize, if they would experience, if they would feel the mesikus, the arevus to the Torah, the sweetness and the geschmack of the goodness of Torah, they would go nuts and they would pursue Torah to no end. And they would consider gold and silver as being meaningless, nothing important. We should all be Zaycha.
That's
the important.
Same thing.
Same
question. second.
Email this to me and to the goldsmith.